This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and to my left is Shannon Wirth, singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Fine. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
You've been in this building before, but not inside this studio before.
It's the first time in this studio. Yeah. This is it's a really nice studio.
Well, thank you. We're excited to have you here because we're talking about your latest CD, Green and Growing, Roots Music for Eco Kids.
That's right.
14 songs that are written with children in mind,
right?
With a sustainability message.
That's right. You got it. It's been a really fun project. It was started with this concept of wanting to create something that was sustainable for kids to kind of introduce them to the idea. I'm a volunteer at the Kerrville Folk Festival. I've been going down there for years, and I sing songs with kids in the sandbox, and I was going back year after year, and I was realizing that they know these songs that I've been teaching them, my original songs, and thought, well, how great would it be to create an album that is all kids' songs and has the sustainability theme in mind, which is at the heart and center of the Kerrville Folk Festival. So I went back home and took 2 weeks out and created all 14 tracks within that two-week period, and then recorded in the next 2 weeks, mix and mastered after that, and then following 2 weeks, send it off for production. So all in all, it was an eight-week process from start to finish.
And you typically don't do children's music, so do you have to take did you find that you had to take a different approach to the way that you created the CD?
Absolutely. I think that, I went to our Fayetteville Public Library and checked out as much children's music as I could check out and some children's books and started familiarizing myself with what some other people were doing and kind of created what kind of take I was going to approach this with.
When you're listening to other children's music, did you kind of have to separate wheat from chaff? I mean, were there some things that you would listen to, and you don't have to name them, but some things you go, that's definitely not what I want to do?
Right. I think there's a lot of children's music out there, and there's a lot of great children's music, and then there's some that I'm a lot less fond of. Some of it that sounds really, really kiddie. What I wanted to do with this album was create something that could introduce kids to the sustainability idea and just be fun to listen to, whether they got the concept of the album or not, but that wouldn't drive parents crazy. That was the whole idea, that, you know, to get a laugh or two from parents here or there, but really just to have the kids having a good time.
Well, it focuses, like you mentioned, on sustainability, which is sort of this big concept that I think a lot of adults are still having trouble getting a handle on. So is that a little daunting, trying to teach that to children?
Well, it doesn't feel daunting. It just feels like, I feel like if we're able to introduce it to them now, it's not going to feel daunting to them. So I kind of broke it down song by song, and I didn't want to be too overwhelming with, this is what you're supposed to do and you have to bring shopping bags. But they're more like story songs, that the people in these stories are doing these things. And I also tried to mix it up with some other things, like there's a skit on there. There's a guest appearance by Mr. Recyclosaurus Rex. So I try to just, you know, have a really lighthearted approach to what I was doing and not take it too seriously.
The first song, Farm to Table.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea, and this could work with adults as well as children, because the idea is, does the milkshake come from the milkshake tree? No, it comes from a cow. Where
right.
The French fries come from.
Right.
I love that song.
Yeah, that song was definitely inspired by, I had been watching some documentaries about food, and, you know, it's amazing how many people really are disconnected from our food, and there's a lot of adults that don't know where our food comes from when you ask them. So I thought the Farm to the Table song would be a fun approach, just to kind of get kids thinking about, like, oh, it did start from somewhere, it did have to grow from something.
What about Getting Diggy? That's that's not the Shannon Wirth we're used to hearing on CD, is it?
Right, which is exactly why it's included on there. I think creating this kids' album has been a really unique opportunity for me to experience and try to create some new sounds that I typically probably wouldn't put on my my regular CD. But Getting Diggy, I knew I wanted to create some sort of rap song, and I thought an earthworm would be the perfect subject for a rap song. And there's some really, I think, some really fun sounds in that. In the studio, there's this big cedar post that holds actually the ceiling up. But when you pound on this cedar post. It has this most amazing, like, low bass sound to it. So that was kind of at the heart and soul of getting diggy with was this rhythmic sound we got from this cedar post from the studio.
I imagine you had a pretty good amount of confidence. If you've been going to Kerrville and you've been with the kids in the sandbox,
yeah.
as it's, and they've been singing your songs that you've and your original songs?
Right, yeah.
So you had to feel pretty good that if songs that were not, quote, intended for children, or was that trepidation, like, let's not mess with the formula too much. If I've already got them singing songs that I've already written, should I not try to change my process too much?
Well, I honestly tried not to overthink it too much because as a songwriter, I think it's really easy to get tripped up on the what ifs and having to overthink the process sometimes. And especially in this case, I think it's more important just to get the pen to the paper and get your fingers on the guitar and create something. And I wanted this album to be more of, if I were a painter, it's just one of the paintings that I've done. It's not necessarily the sculpture of my life by any means, but I just wanted to make this painting basically and to see if kids like it, see if adults like it. They're certainly really, really fun for me to play, and I've had some great times at some library shows and some schools playing these songs already.
Yeah, you've had these. The CD is relatively new.
It is.
I mean, the physical. But you've had some of these songs for a little bit of time now, right?
Actually, the only song that that was pre-existing that's on there is the Spinach song, and it was incorporated in a program I created called Arkansas Traveler. And it was a grant program that was funded by the Arkansas Department of Heritage. And I went into different regions in Arkansas and sang a song about each different region. It was a multimedia presentation. So that song, Spinach, actually represented the Arkansas River Valley and my hometown, Alma, Arkansas, the spinach capital of the world. There you go.
Right. Local Yodel.
Yes.
The Local Yodel is about shopping at home.
It is.
This may be the first song directed at the under teen set that is about shopping at home.
It is.
In your hometown.
It is. And, you know, perhaps that's a really early age to start introducing kids to it. But like I said before, I think the beauty in this album is that even if you have no idea what these songs are about, they're pretty fun to listen to. They're pretty lighthearted. And I think they're a good first step into the concepts that can really be some great foundations for life.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a heavy hammer in these songs.
No, not at all. And I didn't want to be too overburdening, but just kind of like plant the seed of some good life lessons for them.
So I can imagine, say someone gets the CD now and they're 6, 7, 8 years old, and then 5, 6, 7 years they're singing that song. Because, you know, if you grow up with songs and suddenly the light bulb turns on, like, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And I think it can help parents and kids really connect to one of the favorite songs on the album was Recycling's for the Birds. And I wanted to create something that parents and kids could actually do together. So I thought, what if I made a song that actually was kind of the how-to do some sort of craft project? In this particular case, it was how to build a birdhouse out of things you already have, like a milk jug or a tube. So I think it's a really great way for parents to connect to these issues as well.
Now, that song talks about recycling, and there's another song, skit, I guess, called Recyclosaurus Rex Visit. How did you come up with the idea for this or the name for this character?
The name for the character was actually created by the character himself, played by Mr. Nate Wood. And it was a really fun skit to do in the studio. I just wanted to create something that was a little more three-dimensional than just songs on a disc. And I thought a skit would be a really fun way to kind of pull everything together. And I was talking to Recyclosaurus Rex himself, and we came up with the idea of the skit. And we didn't do any previous takes of the skit. This was the first time, the only time the skit's ever actually been done. And it was very fun to do. We got to do all the door opening sounds and foot walking sounds, and it was really fun.
you know, after the CD comes out and you do shows, you're going to have people asking if Rex is with you.
You know, and this is already in the plans. There is Recyclosaurus Rex is getting geared up for some shows already.
Okay. Excellent.
There will be a show Tuesday.
Right.
At the library.
Yes. It's going to be, that's going to be our CD release party there at the Fayetteville Public Library next Tuesday at 2 p.m. And that should be a really, really fun show. So it'll be a family show for adults and kids alike.
And you just show up.
Just show up. Just come and have fun, and we'll have some nice party favors for you. I think we got some for you guys here today.
Yes.
Seeds.
Seeds, that's
which
right.
This is at least the second CD you've done that comes with seeds.
That's right.
And, oh, goodness.
Spilling seeds, yes. Yeah.
And not a Tyrannosaurus Rex, but a...
Stegosaurus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. The Stegosaurus that comes along with it.
That's right. And you get to put him in water and he gets really big. It's pretty exciting.
And a pencil.
I got a pencil.
That's right. All kinds of fun stuff.
So you have the CD release party.
Right.
And then you're going to be part of the Saturday morning of the Roots Festival.
That's right. Yeah.
And that will be with... For free on the square.
That's right. And I will be featuring some songs from my previous albums at that show. And then also that afternoon at Roots Festival at the Walton Arts Center, I'll be doing another show there, too. So got some fun stuff coming up. Also in Fort Smith on Saturday, it's called Red, White, and Bluegrass down at 2nd Street Live. I'll be performing with my band down there.
Have you performed in that venue yet?
No, I haven't. It's my first time.
It's a great venue.
I've been in it, and I'm... Really thrilled to be a part of it.
And that's this Saturday?
That's this Saturday, yeah. And that's actually free to the public as well. So got some really fun shows coming up. I'm looking forward. I'm going to be out on the East Coast in the fall and playing a really cool festival called Pickin' in the Panhandle. It's in Martinsburg, West Virginia. With a really great lineup of people, and so I'm really excited to be a part of that lineup.
Okay. Well, we'd like to hear something from the CD.
Yes, please. All right. Okay, well, I brought my guitar, so.
Well, I know what you're thinking. An old light bulb like me shouldn't be singing. But I gotta stay occupied when you're gone. I'm a strumming and a humming. All lit up with a nobody drumming. Flip my switch before you leave, don't you wait.
So much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And as people can tell at the end, Shannon Wars fans, don't worry. Just because it's a slight change in that voice is still there. Because you, I think it's Kitchen Scratch where you really let it kind of go as well.
Yeah, the Kitchen Scratch song.
I think you've succeeded in making a CD that will not only not drive parents crazy, but they'll want to listen to again.
I hope so.
An inspired project.
Absolutely. Good. Well, I'm excited. I am working currently with a project with the Walton Arts Center and Trike Theater, and I'm doing some music for a production that we're doing for kindergarten through second graders, and we're going to be doing that in school starting in February. So I'm working with some really incredible people here around town, and I'm excited to be able to share these songs in that production.
Has educating always been something you've wanted to do?
Well, you know, I never thought I wanted to be a teacher just because I knew that I wouldn't want to be in a classroom all day, but I'm just really loving having this angle of being able to play music and then also do education at the same time. I think it's an honor for me to be able to do that.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Please tell Recyclosaurus Rex we said hello.
Yes. I will let him know that he is wanting to be seen by the general public.
Yes, he is. Shannon, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.